So I'm Tara Bostock, and I just graduated from the University of Washington Community Oriented Public Health Practice Program, and this was my capstone there, Meet Them Where They Text, implementing a texting for health program at Ballard High School in Seattle, Washington. You did just hear that, but I'm repeating it just for fun. And I also have no relationships to disclose. And so what you see up here right now is a text from my 14-year-old niece. I will do a dramatic reading of just the first sentence because it gets a little crazy. But it says, "Oh my God, there is so much celebrity drama right now, like I can't even." And she was being a little bit tongue-in-cheek. She's talking about the band One Direction, and I've literally only gotten texts about One Direction since this happened. What is clear here is that texting is one of the ways that teens share their most important information. And so what if we can supplement that with, you know, healthy stuff instead of One Direction info? And so that's what I did in my program, My Way. I ran a texting for health program at Ballard High School. And that was the purpose behind my project. We did text messages on eating right, getting active, stressing less, and dealing with drugs and alcohol. So why reach teenagers? Well, as many of you know, I'm sure, teenagers are in the middle of forming the health behaviors that they're going to carry with them for the rest of their lives. And the Department of Health and Human Services recognized this in their Healthy People 2020 initiative and created objectives for adolescents, including lowering obesity rates, making sure kids get 60 minutes or more physical activity a day, reducing the amount who smoke marijuana, reducing binge drinking, and making sure that teens get sufficient sleep. And in addition, in our program, we wanted to address stress because nationally, teens report having a higher amount of stress than they think is healthy. So how do we reach teens? Well, as was obvious in my text message from my niece, teens are always on their phones, and in 2012, Pew reported that 75% of teens text, and that the median number of texts among 14 to 17-year-olds was 100 per day, and I'm sure that's only gone up. I basically get 100 per day from my niece now. So where do we run these programs? Well, school-based health centers make a lot of sense for running texting programs. They eliminate access barriers to health and reduce healthcare access disparities, and they increase health knowledge, especially around topics like contraceptives. And they're right there in the schools, and they are trusted sources of health information. And so we wanted to run our program through a school-based health center, and we ran it with these lovely women up here, Jana, Kathy, and Chelsea from the school-based health center, the teen health center at Ballard High School. And so before I talk about my program, I just want to say a little history of the program itself. Hillary Kraz was my advisor on this project, and she works at Public Health Seattle King County in the Communications Department. And they've been doing a lot of formative work on texting, really pushing texting as a way of getting health information out. And they've done a bunch of pilot projects there. And then two former students in my program did their own research into this. One determined that school-based health centers do want to run these programs and that teens want to get information this way. And then Kate Forand created a beautiful foundation for me. She developed and tested text messages for teens on eating right, staying active, and stressing less. She implemented two pilots of My Way at four Seattle public high schools through their school-based health centers. She identified enrollment methods, which was to use for school-based health center staff to engage with students and sign them up for the program. And she identified a low-cost, easy-to-use text messaging application that allows you to send a bunch of texts out to a group of people for 9 cents per two texts, which is great, and that's called Call-Em-All. And so for my project, I really wanted to build on Kate's work, and I had three aims, which were to target messages specifically to the Ballard High School community to increase the self-efficacy of students to perform the suggested behaviors. Kate had created kind of general text messages, and I wanted to make sure that students knew where they could go or how they could actually engage in the behaviors that we were suggesting. And two, I wanted to try new enrollment strategies to expand enrollment. The enrollment in the pilots was pretty low because you're really depending on the school-based health center staff to enroll students, and as many of you know, I'm sure, they don't have a lot of time to do that. So we wanted to make sure that students were enrolled in the program in another way. And then three, I wanted to build a sustainable text message program model for Ballard High School and other schools. I thought it was really important to make sure that this is an implementable program, that's the word, and make sure that other schools could run it as well and create sort of a framework for that. So these are emojis, if you don't know. So aim number one, I gathered a lot of information about Ballard High School. I met with students, I met with staff members. I drove around, not in that car, but a Prius, actually. I'm from Seattle, so. And I saw what was in the area, and then I did some internet research about like what was going on at the school and anything I couldn't find out otherwise, and what was in the area. And so I developed, what I found out from staff in this teen health center was that they actually really wanted an additional category of text messages, of drugs and alcohol texts. That they thought that was really important. So I developed new texts for that category, which you can see up there. An example would be, what makes you want to smoke or drink? Stress, friends, notice what triggers you to smoke or drink. Is there a healthier way to respond to triggers? I also created new Ballard High School targeted texts, so I wanted to make sure that students knew about student groups that were meeting. We included teen health center information, what's going on there, announcements, also health tips like coughing into your arm like Dracula. And then Ballard area activities, so what was going on in the surrounding area. And then I also refined, like I said, Kate created pretty generic texts, so I refined those texts to be Ballard area specific. And so you can see at the bottom, an example of a generic text is, does the gym await you? I guess students really liked puns, so she always was including puns in a lot of the text that she initially wrote. And then it says, weightlifting is great for muscles when done properly, start light and use proper techniques to avoid injury. And so I changed that to, does the gym await you if done properly? Lifting weights can build muscle. Check out the weight room on the first floor near the locker rooms. And actually, in our follow-up survey, a lot of students said that that was one of their favorite texts because they knew where to go. So for recruitment, for the second aim of expanding recruitment enrollment, we offered a carrot. That's why the carrot's there, and which was that they got extra credit in their health class if they signed up for this program and did the evaluation. And so I went around to the health classes and I introduced the program and I encouraged students to sign up and told them that it was really cool. And then we also had recruitment enrollment in the school-based health center again, and I created a marketing campaign and I put flyers up around and things like that. So we enrolled 84 students, which was really exciting. That was way more than the original pilots. Because CallMall is kind of a very simple program, I couldn't exactly tell where the students were enrolling from, but we estimate about 69 enrolled in the health class and about 15 from the teen health center, seeing a flyer, hearing about it from a friend. And over the course of the program, about two students opted out. We know that for sure. And so I used CallMall to distribute the text messages. CallMall works, you just input all of your text messages into it, and then you schedule them, and they go out at the scheduled time, so it's really easy. And the program ran for the first semester of the 2014 to 2015 school year. It was 10 weeks, 2 messages per week. Just a note about CallMall, it's really cheap. I actually paid for it, and it was $150 total for that, to run that program. So that was exciting because, It was low cost. And a brief evaluation was conducted to assess the acceptability of the program. I wanted to create a survey that the schools could also run at the end of their programs if they ran them, just to see if the students were liking what they were getting. To create the evaluation, the survey that I sent out, I want to mention that I sent it out via text message as a survey, Monkey survey. So everything text message. So we used W.J. McGuire's model of persuasion when creating the survey. We wanted to make sure that students were actually taking in this information. So we wanted to make sure they were exposed to the messages, they were paying attention to the messages, they understood the messages, they accepted and liked them, they their attitudes were changed, and that they could perform or wanted to perform that the behaviors advocated in the messages. And we had 43 respondents to the survey. We also were offering extra credit for them to do that, so that was a good way to get them to actually answer the questions. And 86% of students said they often or always read the messages. 95.3% said that they often or always understood the messages. And then you can see in the graph that a majority of students agreed or strongly agreed with the following statements. The text messages taught me something new about the subject matters I chose. I enjoyed receiving the text messages. I would recommend this program to a friend. I would sign up for My Way again. And then we had a slightly less than half say that they remembered the information from more than half of the text messages that they received, which is still pretty good. I mean, I can't really remember the information from all the text messages, so we're happy about that. And then in terms of like whether or not their behavior has changed at all, I mean, you can't really tell, this is just a survey, but 73.2% of students responded that they sometimes, often, or always use the information or advice from the text messages in their lives, which was really awesome. And we had a few comments. One text message about drinking water, bring a water bottle to school, make sure you drink water. So one of the open-ended question answers was, I tried to apply them to my daily routine, for example, drinking more water. I tried to drink water when I was getting ready for school and bringing two water bottles to school to drink throughout the day. So it was exciting to get that kind of feedback from the students that they were actually engaging in the behaviors we were suggesting. And the targeting was also a successful strategy in this case. I asked students to rank which kind of message was the most useful, least useful to most useful, among facts, general suggestions, Ballard-related suggestions, suggestions with links, and announcements from the Teen Health Center. And you can see suggestions with links was not very popular, but Ballard-related suggestions was the second highest ranked as most useful. And we also had some comments in the open-ended question section where students addressed the targeting aspect and said things like, it made sense when they told me where to eat near Ballard High School because then I could go there and get something for lunch. So in terms of sustainability, I am talking to Ballard High School is actually running this program, again, by themselves without my help, which is very exciting. So I see that as a major victory in terms of maintaining this program. And so they're running it. I helped them. That's what those two little faces are. I talked to them about it. I also created an online toolkit for other schools to use as kind of a framework that includes sample messages, just the timeline of what it looks like to build a text messaging program, as well as a sample evaluation that's a little bit shorter than the one that I did. And so that's available online. And I've also been talking to other school-based health centers staff in Seattle and in Washington State. And so the three aims are up here, just target message, try new enrollment strategies, and build a sustainable text message program. And I think that the results for me were very successful. Targeting seemed appropriate for students and influencing their behaviors and whether or not they could actually take action on the suggestions that we were asking them to do. And then offering extra credit was a great way to get kids to sign up, and especially because this was mostly ninth graders, and so I think ninth graders feel especially, I feel like they're not as oppositional yet, so they were into signing up for the program. And school-based health centers can run a very low-cost, low-staff-time targeted program for their students fairly easily, and so that was exciting. And in addition, students enjoyed receiving the messages, and they used the messages, the information that they learned in their lives, which was a really exciting outcome of this, because I was a little nervous that they were going to write back and just be like, "These suck, leave us alone. I want to talk to my friends." So I just want to acknowledge some of the people that I worked with, specifically Hillary Kraz, who was my advisor, and Hendrika Mishke, who was my advisor at University of Washington, and then the Ballard Teen Health Center staff and the Ballard High School health class teachers who let me come into their classroom and commandeer their children. So thank you so much, and I can take some questions now as well. Yes. Yes. So actually, well, this is kind of a technical thing, but CallMall is a very simple program. And so one of the issues I ran into is I wanted to make sure that the messages the students receive were super relevant to them. So I let them choose any combination of the four topic areas, which then caused me to have 15 different groups of students to text to. So I had to schedule 15 different groups of texts. And it took forever. And I think it was very helpful for them to receive the messages they really wanted. And I think with a better program, you know, with more funding, more resources, you could run this program through a better text messaging application that would allow you to just easily, you know, organize that. But if you do use CallMall, I would say limit it to, like, could choose like one or two topics. They don't get to just, you know, choose them all. Thanks for your question. Anything else? Okay. Great. Thank you.